Okay. Does Pinhas imply anything else?
It's also usually at the toward the top of the building.
Okay.
The top floor, maybe the top couple.
Okay. Would this be a not so nice apartment or a nice?
It's a very nice apartment.
Okay. Okay. Most apartment buildings have a man who does minor plumbing and electrical repair and things like that. You know, sort of keeps things up. What would you call him?
The landlord.
Okay. And then other, yeah, most apartments too have somebody who sort of works for the owners, and he shows apartments to new people who might be moving in, and he's sort of
the manager.
Okay. What do you call a kind of mower that has an engine and you ride it?
A riding mower.
Okay. And what do you call a kind of lawnmower that has either a gas or an electrical engine, but you still have to guide it and walk behind it?
A push mower.
Okay. And what would you call the kind of lawnmower that doesn't have any motor? It's just got this little rotary thing that goes around.
Old-fashioned mower.
Okay. If you were going to keep a garden, what would you probably have to go rent? I suppose that you probably wouldn't keep one of these around the house. In order to plow up part of the backyard, you know, for your garden?
A tractor.
Okay. What other kinds of things would you have to keep up the garden?
A plow. A hoe.
Okay. What else?
I don't know what else.
Okay, what do you call a thing that has it's shaped like a shovel, but instead of a long handle, it just has a hand thing, you know?
A spade.
Okay. And what would you call a thing that's like a pitchfork, except it's just got a hand handle? It's about, yeah, it's got a claw-looking thing like this.
I don't have a name.
Okay. What kind of a rake would you use to get the leaves up in the fall?
A leaf rake.
Okay, what's it look like?
Okay, it has a wooden handle like a broom. And at the bottom, it has metal spokes that prong out like a bent fork.
Okay, kind of like a fan shape?
Yeah.
Okay. How long are they, about?
It's about 5.5 feet tall.
I mean, how long are they?
About a foot and a half or 2 feet.
Okay. Would you use a different kind of rake if you were going to smooth out the dirt in your garden?
Mm-hmm.
What?
It would be a little bit shorter, mm-hmm. unless the handle was longer to compensate.
And what would be shorter? I don't understand.
Well, the prongs.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And it's also on a handle, and it would be have a long piece of metal that's perpendicular to the handle that might be 2 feet long, mm-hmm. or a foot and a half long, and then perpendicular to that so that when you work it, they would go in the ground a little bit, would be short, what do you call them, spokes, about 2 or 3 inches long, about 2 or 3 inches apart.
Okay. What would you use to keep your hedge level with?
A hedge clipper.
Okay, would that be electric or would it be a hand thing?
It could be either.
Okay. Would you call it the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If a really good-sized tree, you know, a pretty big round tree blew down, the city would probably send somebody out to cut it up, you know, and carry it off. And it'd be too big to just saw through using a regular saw. They'd have to saw it up in order to get it out of there. And so they'd probably use some sort of gasoline-powered thing to cut it up. What would you call that thing?
I don't know.
Okay. Can you describe for me different cuts of beef? Don't worry, I can describe about three.
Hamburger?
It's a grand total.
Okay,
what is that like?
That's just ground meat.
Okay.
And